皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、グラスゴー、ジュンです。
Peter here, Beginner Lesson Season 2, Number 9. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the Translation and Interpretation Specialist. Jun-san, お久しぶりですね。
お久しぶりです。
Now it is great to have you back in the studio. Today we have a very interesting dialogue. And again, in Season 2, the goal is to reinforce what we learned in our ongoing beginner series. So today we're focusing on the past tense of e adjectives. Okay.Just a reminder, when you're done listening here, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we have the Learning Center, other materials to really reinforce what you hear in the lesson. With that said, here we go.
Ah, 楽しかった。 K-1 はなかなか面白いね。最高の大晦日。
Ah.全然楽しくなかった。切符はいくらだった？
俺の切符は52,000円と、お前の切符は5,000円。
切符も高かったし、今日は超つまらなかった。
でも2人は一緒に大晦日を過ごした。
一緒に？
まあ同じ建物だけど。
ああ、思い出した。面白いところがあった。あのブラジル人がこうやった時に、
ああ、
結構面白かった。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ああ、楽しかった。K-1 はなかなか面白いね。最高の大晦日。
はあ。全然楽しくなかった。切符はいくらだった？
俺の切符は52,000円と、お前の切符は5,000円。
切符も高かったし、今日は超つまらなかった。
でも、二人は一緒に大晦日を過ごした。
一緒に？
まあ、同じ建物だよね。
ああ、思い出した。面白いところがあった。あのブラジル人がこうやったときに、
ああ、
結構面白かった。
ああ、楽しかった。
Ah, that was fun.
K-1 はなかなか面白いね。
K-1 is quite interesting.
最高の大晦日。
This New Year's is the best.
はあ、全然楽しくなかった。
Huh? That wasn't fun at all.
切符はいくらだった？
How much were the tickets?
俺の切符は52,000円と、お前の切符は5,000円。
My ticket was 52,000 yen, and your ticket was 5,000.
切符も高かったし。
The tickets were expensive, among other things.
今日は超つまらなかった。
Today was painfully boring.
でも二人は一緒に大晦日を過ごした。
But we spent New Year's Eve together.
一緒に？
Together?
まあ、同じ建物だけど。
Well, in the same building.
ああ、思い出した。
Ah, I remember.
面白いところがあった。
There was something interesting.
あのブラジル人がこうやったときに、
When the Brazilian did this,
ah,
結構面白かった。
That was pretty interesting. Natsuko-san.
Hello.
Hello. What did you think of the conversation?
Well, I guess the girl kind of enjoyed the event.
Really?
At the end.
At the end, yes. At the end.Now, there is so much to get into about this conversation. that I don't even know where to start. Natsuko-san, where should we start?
Let's start with some vocab.
Okay, let's cover these quick because I'd like to take a look at this conversation because, again, in this conversation, which is informal as the conversation between a couple or former couple, husband, wife.
I'm not sure.
Not sure, but they have some kind of close relationship, some kind of intimate relationship where they're speaking informal Japanese. But again, in season two, what we want to do is go over a lot of points we've covered in the beginner lessons. So I'd like to take a look at those. Plus, I'd like to look at the vocab. So let's just cover them quickly. I think we'll just shoot right through them. Natsuko-san, first one.
大晦日.
New Year's Eve.
お、お、みそか. 大晦日.
Followed by?
K1.
K1.
K-I-wa-n. K1.
Now, K1 is a type of mixed martial arts.
Yes.
And some of you out there, I don't know, you may be wondering, why are we talking about K1 on New Year's Eve? Well, Natsuko-san is going to tell us why. Natsuko-san.
There's usually a big K1 event on New Year's Eve.
Really big.
Yes, which is covered by the television network.
So lots of people at home tune into this.
Yes. And lots of people actually go and see the event.
If like, you can get tickets.
Yes, like these couple.
Yeah, like
like this couple.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of couples and a lot of people will watch this together.
Mm-hmm.
The announcers, there's a female announcer.
Yes, there are actually many females who love this event.
Yeah, but it's become a staple of New Year's Eve.
Right.
K1 and New Year's Eve. So there is this association in Japan.
Yes.
Hence the reason we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is followed by.
いくら.
How much?
いくら. いくら.
Next we have.
切符.
Ticket.
切符. 切符.
Yeah, and the tickets for K1 on New Year's Eve are not cheap.
I can imagine that.
Yeah, someone like the ringside seats can get up to $500,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's if you could buy them
mm-hmm.
from like the Ticketmaster.
Yes.
In Japan.
Uh-huh.
Secondhand, even more. Next we have?
つまらない.
Boring, dull.
つまらない. つまらない.
Next we have?
過ごす.
To spend. And we covered this in a previous season 2 lesson.
過ごす. 過ごす.
Next we have?
一緒に.
Together.
一緒に. 一緒に.
After that?
思い出す.
To recall. To remember.
思い出す. 思い出す.
And please remember this word because this one, actually, I tried to get the equivalent for remember for a long time in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So this word should come in handy. Now, this word is made up of two verbs.
Yes.
That are put together. Compound verb. Mm-hmm. First, we have
思う.
To think. Followed by
出す.
To take out. To think, to take out. So yes. You're taking out a thought.
Mm-hmm.
思い出す.
Yes. Yeah, right. It's like, you know, pulling up your memory.
Yeah, from that sea or whatever's going on in that mind of yours. Think about it that way. Pull one out.
Yes.
Take one out. Taking out a thought. Okay, and finally we have?
Brazil.
Brazil.
Brazil. Brazil.
Yes, and when we talk about mixed martial arts, you cannot escape talking about Brazil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have a very, very talented team when it comes to mixed martial arts.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why they're in today's lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's take a look at the lesson because, again, informal Japanese, most of the stuff we cover in season one, but again, for people who are new, people joining in, let's just take a look. Let's get in here and really see what's going on. Okay, let's start off. Natsuko-san, first we have.
Ah, 楽しかった.
Oh, that was fun. Now, past tense of an E adjective. The adjective for fun is
楽しい.
But here we have the past tense.
楽しかった.
The quick and dirty way to get the past tense of an E adjective is You drop the final E and replace it with
katta.
Ka, chichai tsu, which means a small pause, followed by ta, katta. So it's tanoshi is fun. Drop that final E, add katta, and we have
tanoshikatta.
Ah, that was fun. Now the interesting thing here is that tanoshikatta means was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Yes.
Again, we don't need the subject. We just need the past tense
yes.
of the verb for fun
mm-hmm.
to say that was fun.
Yes.
Because they're leaving the event. They're on their way out.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be inferred. They're referring to tonight's events.
Yes.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have?
K1 wa nakanaka omoshiroi ne.
K1 is quite interesting, right? First we have?
K1.
And this is the topic. This is marked by the topic marker.
Wa.
Followed by?
Nakanaka.
This adverb meaning quite is modifying
面白い.
Interesting. And then the sentence ends with
ね.
Tag question here. Talking to his girlfriend or former girlfriend or former wife, whatever. But at this current point, they're still together. So, right? That ね indicating that he wants some kind of input from the listening party.
Mm-hmm.
And he finishes off again. It seems like this person is very interested in himself. So he finishes off by
最高の大晦日.
Literal translation, the best New Year's Eve. This New Year's was the best. But we can translate this as, what a New Year's Eve. How great a New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And his girlfriend?
Ah, 全然楽しくなかった.
Sighs, and the sigh is followed by?
全然.
Completely.
楽しくなかった.
Not fun. This was not fun. Now, here we have the negative past tense of the adjective.
Mm-hmm.
First, let's turn tanoshi into its negative form.
Tanoshikunai.
Again, we drop that final E and we add
kunai.
Or you can think of it as replacing the final E with
ku
and then adding
nai.
Now, the interesting thing about nai, it can be treated as an E adjective.
Right.
So, what do we do to get the past tense?
Drop E.
And add
kat.
So we have
楽しくなかった.
It wasn't fun. And then the zenzen modifies this. It was not fun at all.
Yes. Kind of emphasizing.
Then
切符はいくらだった?
So first we have
切符.
Ticket. Marked by the topic marking particle.
わ.
Followed by
いくら.
How much?
だった.
Was it? Now, this is the past tense of the copula.
Mm-hmm.
The informal past tense of the copula. Now, the past tense of the copula is
でした.
But here, the informal version is
だった.
So, how much were the tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Literally, we have tickets. How much were they? We have to rearrange. How much were the tickets? He responds with an unbelievable answer.
僕の切符は52,000円.
My ticket was 52,000 yen.
と、君の切符は5,000円。
And your ticket was 5,000 yen. Natsuko-san, first before we even start, what do you think this means?
I've never went to these kinds of events, but is there such a difference in, you know, seats they have?
Yeah, I think if you're ringside, right down very close, you're going to pay about 52,000 yen, maybe even more, for a seat very close.
Unbelievable.
And then the cheap seats are about 5,000 yen. But I don't even think the tickets are 5,000 yen for the K1 like New Year special. I think we just kind of made these numbers up. But the main point...
Is it more expensive, you mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I think the main point here is that their seats were separated.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So, But let's take a look at the Japanese and not even worry about what's going on in this story.
Okay.
First we have
僕の切符.
My ticket. We use the personal pronoun followed by no to indicate the possessive. And then what comes after it is possessed. So in this case, it's
僕の切符.
My ticket. Marked by the topic marking particle wa. Followed by
52,000 yen.
52,000 yen. Again, we want to get you familiar with these numbers. 5万, 50,000. Followed by?
と.
And?
君の切符は
your ticket. And how much was the ticket?
5,000 yen.
Just 5,000 yen. Okay, next we have.
切符も高かったし。
The tickets were also expensive. Now, what we want to point out here is the し at the end of the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
This is indicating that there are other reasons.
Yes.
The ticket was expensive. Plus, I don't really like K1.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, our seats were separate.
Mm-hmm.
Plus,
many more.
Many, many more reasons. Again, we reviewed this in some previous lessons, but again, we really want to reinforce and show you how it's used in context over and over. Next we have.
今日は超つまらなかった。
Today was so boring. Today was super boring. Pretty straightforward sentence, except for we have a modifier in here, and that is
超,
which means extremely.
Yes.
Now, tsumaranai by itself means boring, but mm-hmm. when we attach this to adjectives, it gives it that nuance of really, really something.
Yeah, like super or ultra.
Ultra. I like it. Ultra boring.
Yeah, so, it's like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit slangy.
It is. It's really casual.
Not for business meetings?
No. Better not.
Yeah. Informal situations. Then we're on to?
でも、二人は一緒に大晦日を過ごした。
This is a great line. But we spent New Year's together. In the beginning, first we have?
でも、
but?
二人は、
the two of us?
一緒に、
together?
大晦日を、
New Year's Eve?
過ごした。
Spent. Now, we have to rearrange. But the two of us spent New Year's Eve together. Oh. She responds with?
一緒に?
Together?
まあ、同じ建物だよね。
Yeah, but it's the same building. And then she responds with?
ああ、思い出した。
Yeah, I remember.
面白いところがあった。
There was something interesting. Now, let's just take a quick look at this. First we have?
面白い。
Interesting?
ところ。
Place?
が。
Marking the subject?
あった。
There was. There was something interesting.
Yes. It's like there was a point that was interesting.
Yeah. Remember, when Japanese ask what was interesting, many times they'll ask,
どこが面白かった?
Where was interesting, literally, but we have to translate it as what was interesting.
Yes.
So if they're asking where is interesting, then uh-huh. the question, it suits or it fits that they would answer with that point that was interesting.
Yes.
Then we have?
あのブラジル人がこうやったときに。
When that Brazilian did this. Now, let's take a look at the sentence because we really want to focus on toki ni and toki here.
Mm-hmm.
Natsuko-san?
あのブラジル人。
That Brazilian.
が。
Marking him with the particle が。
こうやったとき。
こうやった。Like this did.
Mm-hmm.
When. So, the when actually comes at the end.
Yes.
In English, it comes...
at the front.
Yeah, but here at the end. So you explain what happened and then put the when.
Mm-hmm.
When that Brazilian did this. What do you think she did?
I can't imagine.
Because there are some really violent moves in mixed martial arts. Whatever she did, he responded with...
ah!
Now that I like.
Sounds violent.
Sounds violent.
It's amazing she could imitate that, isn't it?
I think she had just cause. I think it's possible. Well within the realm of possibilities.
Maybe.
Okay, and then she follows it off while he's probably hunched over in pain.
結構面白かった。
Quite interesting it was, literally. With the adverb coming in the beginning, 結構 followed by 面白かった。So, again, translated to, it was quite interesting. What a story. What a lesson. Now that we went through it, we'd like you to listen to the whole dialogue, natural native speed, one more time. Let's see if this explaining, going through everything really helps reinforce it. All right? That's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
ああ、楽しかった。 K-1 はなかなか面白いね。最高の大晦日。
はあ、全然楽しくなかった。切符はいくらだった？
俺の切符は5万2000円と、お前の切符は5000円。
切符も高かったし、今日は超つまらなかった。
でも2人は一緒に大晦日を過ごした。
一緒に？
まあ、同じ建物だけど。
ああ、思い出した。面白いところがあった。あのブラジル人がこうやった時に、
ああ、
結構面白かった。